the ACLU has obtained documents that reveal FBI agents have repeatedly complained about the abuse of prisoners in Iraq and Cuba. The documents were released yesterday as part of an ACLU lawsuit over prisoner mistreatment. Neil Lewis has been covering this story for the New York Times, and he joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
This is the second set of FBI documents released by the ACLU. What exactly is new here?
Well, here the picture is a little more detailed and broader about what seems to be alleged abuse in both Iraq and Guantanamo, and makes it sound even further that this was policy, not some aberrations of some low-ranking soldiers.
And these documents speak of abuse that happened as recently as this last June.
That's right. And that's even after the public scandal at the Abu Ghraib prison in Baghdad. And what the FBI agents write internally to their superiors is witnessing some treatments, particularly at Guantanamo, that went on after this, that generally the most coarse and notable one was chaining prisoners in uncomfortable positions for up to 24 hours in interrogation rooms, blasting loud music, and one agent talked about several being obliged to defecate and urinate on themselves.
Because they were chained to the floor.
That's right.
Describe for us, if you will, just some of the other abuse. I mean, some of it is startling. Lit cigarettes put in detainees' ears.
Yes, that accusation is contained in memos that refer to treatment of prisoners in Iraq, not Guantanamo. These batch of memoranda discuss things that occurred in Iraq as witnessed by FBI agents and things that occurred in Guantanamo. And they're different, but they're both clearly abusive.
Hmm. About these abuses that occurred both in Guantanamo and in Iraq, what was the FBI saying about the interrogation tactics used? They seem very critical.
Well, they object on two grounds. One, they're very uncomfortable witnessing and things that they were prohibited from doing themselves in their own investigations. And secondly, they had kind of a bureaucratic motivation in saying, well, we don't want to have to be responsible for this. And particularly they objected to, they seen that some military interrogators were posing as FBI agents, and this issue of impersonation was greatly troubling. One memo said that if this ever gets out, what was done here, the military people will be off the hook and we'll be left holding the bag because these were FBI agents when they're really military people.
And I'm going to repeat a question because we'll cut the first time I ask it. To whom did the memos go to?
Well, most of the FBI memos were written by agents to superiors in the Bureau. Now, these are redacted, that is, they have deletions, so it's unclear precisely who wrote them and to whom they went. But they were pretty much going up the chain of command. One memorandum that concerns abuse in Iraq was written to the director of the FBI, Robert Mueller. And the memo said these were things that were going on and he should know about them because he may be asked questions about them. There'll be some publicity. So it was a combination of objection to the techniques that were witnessed and a worry about a bureaucratic being blamed for this.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Neil Lewis is a reporter for the New York Times.